Might be the final hour of the show, but we're kicking things into high gear. And we're going to do that by talking about Kicktopia. It takes place this Sunday, August 4th, 1 to 6 at the Lorain County Community College Fieldhouse. And here to shed some light on what's happening at this Sunday's Kicktopia event, we have three gentlemen here in studio with us. We've got Kyle Demian, Rocky Melendez, and Cullen Draga. Guys, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, so far, so good. And boy, this sounds pretty interesting. Now, we were talking before we came on the air about what you guys have happening at Kicktopia. Before we get into some of the hardcore details here, let's begin with some of the basics. It's 1 to 6 this Sunday at Lorain County Community College's Fieldhouse. What all's happening here at Kicktopia?
So at Kicktopia this year, we're going to have 30-plus vendors selling different sneakers, different apparel, and different accessories. We're going to have a couple food vendors coming through. We're going to have an open court basketball going on so people can play 5-on-5, 3-on-3. Then we're also going to have some shoe giveaways, some raffles, and then we're also doing a door prize giveaway of 2 Indians tickets right behind home plate, and then as well as a 3-point contest. So got a lot of stuff going on, trying to get stuff for the whole entire family to be able to come out and enjoy a day at the Lorain County Community College Fieldhouse and support a great cause.
And this is a pretty cool event, I think, especially for the kids who love the whole shoe culture, which we're going to talk about here as well, because I find it fascinating how that's really evolved. And we talked about that a few minutes ago, how really over the last 20 years, the shoe culture has really kind of blown up. And this is essentially a sneaker convention, right? Isn't that what you guys are called, a sneaker convention?
Yeah, sneaker convention. You know, we're going to have, as Kyle said, 30-plus vendors selling sneakers. You know, it could be Nike, Adidas, really anything that has appealed to some of the connoisseurs, I guess, of sneakers. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, some of these shoes go for, you know, thousands of dollars. And so it's part of the draw for these sneaker conventions, I'd say.
It's also really appealing to people our age, I would say, you know, ranging from young teenagers to 40-year-olds. It just depends. It's kind of like a stock market, but more appealing. So even if you buy it at a pair of shoes at resale value, people still see that there's more value that you can, you know, make money off of, and which has really developed this resale game, whether it be sneakers or clothing. People really just, they'll pay for the hype or the company's name.
Important to note also that 100% of the proceeds on Sunday will benefit the Lakota Way. That's why our good friend Joe Matusek is here in studio, but Joe's kind of hiding in the corner. He's playing the silent type of this interview, and that's okay. But you guys were telling me a few moments ago, too, about how this idea all kind of came together. This isn't the first year for this. You guys did this a year ago as well. How did this all come together?
Yeah, so about October 17, Kyle and Rocky were trying to kind of resell some sneakers, and they wanted to kind of start a brand. And Kyle was talking to me about it, and, you know, he wanted to promote it. So we decided, you know, how about having a sneaker convention? So we paid a couple sneaker convention visits, and we realized, you know, we could do this. So we decided, you know, January of 18 to do our first show, which took place July 7th of 2018. And, you know, from January to July, we threw it all together, and we decided we wanted to make it nonprofit. And that's where we brought in Joe from Lakota Way as a couple guys that have lost some friends and family members from overdoses. We figured that was the best thing to do.
And it's interesting, too, how the whole process has really grown for you guys. I mean, year two, you guys are a few days away, but I'm sure you guys are anticipating a much bigger crowd than last year, although it seems like last year went off extraordinarily well. It's, as you guys describe it here on the flyer, kicks, clothes, food, and music. So it almost kind of sounds like a carnival.
Yeah, you could say that. It's definitely going to be a great atmosphere. Last year, we had about 200 people come through the doors. So we're hoping that doubles to four to 500. And as you mentioned, it's going to be carnival-esque. Going to be a lot of different things going on, and we're just trying to keep it entertaining for everyone that comes through the doors.
The whole shoe culture I find fascinating because it's so different now than it was a couple decades ago. You say 20 years ago, you know, the Jordans were really big, but then especially when you think about the NBA personalities, I remember like the pumps were big for Shaq back then. Mm-hmm. But like now it seems like that's a million times bigger than what it was. So, you know, when you're talking about some of the vendors who are going to be there on Sunday, what kinds of vendors are we talking about? What kinds of kicks will be available at this?
So it's mostly going to be so many different vendors. We got a couple people that are really big in the sneaker resale industry in Northeast Ohio, mostly Cleveland. But some of these people are also coming out of Columbus, a couple from the Toledo area. So it is mostly a Northeast Ohio event. But some of the types of shoes are going to be anything from LeBron's to Kyrie shoes to Kobe shoes. Then, of course, you're going to have your Jordans and then some Adidas Yeezys. And I'll let these guys expand upon that.
Well, you know, there's also just because of the resale market being so strong and people having to pay so much money for at resale value, some people will be the type to sell used shoes even, and they'll still, you know, just so it's a fraction of the price and people can still get those valuable sneakers or those sought after sneakers. So it's definitely a good deal for people, and just so much that's going to be offered. I mean, we're even going to have raffles for brand new shoes. You know, there's just going to be a lot going on.
And we encourage people to bring their own shoes because we have an atmosphere of, you know, buy, sell, trade. So you can bring your shoes in, you can trade them with vendors, you can trade them with other attendees. So it really makes it, you know, fun for everyone because everybody can have a stake in this event.
Talking about this Sunday's Kicktopia event at Lorain County Community College's Fieldhouse. It's this Sunday, August 4th from 1 to 6. Kyle Demian, Rocky Melendez, and Cohen Draga joining us here in studio to talk about the event. I'm interested in the whole resale market. Never really thought of it that way, but you guys mentioned the whole buy-sell-trade aspect of this as well, which I think is kind of cool. What kind of market is there for shoes that have been worn in some form or fashion, and who kind of dictates that market? I find that really fascinating. I mean, is it someone sitting there kind of taking a look at it? How many nicks or scrapes or, you know, how used does this thing look? What determines what those shoes are worth that have already been worn a few times?
So if you're talking about used shoes, that'll go based off of what the shoes dead stocked or brand new would be worth minus, let's say, 35 to 45%. Depends on how worn they are. Usually people will sell them based on a rating scale of 1 to 10, 10 being brand new or almost brand new, 9 being worn a few times, 8 being worn 15, 20 times and kind of yellowing or what have you. But just in general, let's say a Jordan sneaker releases on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, which they typically will. Those shoes will be retail $160 immediately, sometimes even within seconds, they will sell out. And as soon as they sell out, their market value is actually sometimes 3 to 4 times what their retail value is. So it depends on the exact shoe, depends on the quantity produced of the shoe, and it also depends on the certain type of hype and attention that the shoe garners in media and through social media outlets like Instagram and Twitter.
And it's really interesting because Nike knows they could make more money if they just produce more pairs. But Nike's kind of position and perspective on this now is they don't want just anybody able to buy the shoes because then it's not cool anymore. So they realize there's the market that they want to appeal to is the resellers. And so they're working with this kind of market that we want to deal with just to keep that hype and that sense of coolness going.
And I'm fascinated, too, to find out how this all comes together. So what was it that got you guys interested in this initially? I mean, are you guys huge fans of sneakers, or how did that all come together? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, we're all huge fans of sneakers. We all kind of collect them. We'll sell them when there's an opportunity to make some money. Nothing wrong with that. But yeah, a couple years ago, like Colin was mentioning earlier, we went to our sneaker convention in Cleveland, and we realized it was just held in a big like auditorium, a big open space. And they had a bunch of 6-foot tables and chairs set up. And they had a DJ running the music, kind of emceeing the whole event. So we realized that working at a conference center like we did at the time, that we had all the tools available to us to actually host our own. So we kind of just put two and two together, figured we'd host our own and try to benefit the community in some way.
Yeah, and when you're able to wear the same shoe as Kanye West or LeBron James, it makes it more appealing than, you know, you want that pair. And also just to tag that with just, you know, everyone becomes interested at that point.
You alluded to this earlier about the hype, because the hype has a lot to do with the brand. It's got a lot to do with the shoe, right? And now with social media being as powerful as it is, the hype has a chance to really kind of take off. Have you guys noticed any particular styles, any particular brands that have really caught a great deal of hype heading into the Kicktopia event on Sunday? Are there a couple that stand out to you?
Yeah, Adidas Yeezys, which is Kanye West's shoe, he's been producing a lot, and they just keep selling out release after release. Doesn't matter how many pairs he seems to come out with or how many different variations. They're all selling out, so those are definitely a hit, as well as Jordan 1s, Jordan's first official signature shoe. Those have been doing very well, and I think they always will.
Just one more that I think is on the trend right now, or most current, is Off-White. So the designer and creator of that, his name is Virgil Abloh, and now he's actually, because of that company, he's now the head designer for Louis Vuitton. But his signature thing was he would put a tag, like a zip tie on shoes, which looks crazy, but people, you know, it's different. They like it, and it's a lot of hype or coolness to it. Also, on the shoes, he would put whether, like, it could be the word Air, you know, Nike Air in quotation marks, and people just love that. So that's kind of what's on the rise right now.
And to add on that, you know, it seems the sneaker game's changing in the sense that, you know, in the 80s and 90s, it used to be, you know, athletes were the driving forces for people to go out and buy shoes, whereas now, ever since, you know, maybe late 2000s to up to this point, it's a lot of it's like rappers, it's creators, you know, like Kyle said, you know, it's Kanye West, it's Travis Scott. Those are the guys that are really driving people in masses to go buy shoes.
Give me an idea as to the age range you guys are looking at, because you guys mentioned it earlier. I mean, you have a lot of guys who are in their 40s who are really interested in this. I've got plenty of friends who are my age, maybe a little bit older, and they are right around that age, in that age range, and they love shoes. They've been collecting shoes for a while. I mean, they've got shoes they bought back in the 90s. They've maybe worn three times since. But, you know, I've got nephews, too, who are teenagers. And every year, whether it be for a birthday gift or Christmas gift, they're looking at the Kyries. They're looking at the LeBrons. So it seems like that there's such a huge scope as far as the age range goes.
Yeah, I don't want to put an age range to it just because I don't want to offend anybody. But even at Kicktopia last year, there was, I'd say, you know, 12, 13-year-olds with their parents following behind them, carrying their shoes and, you know, kind of going from vendor to vendor. And then we have, you know, vendors selling that are upwards up to 50 to 60 years old that, you know, have just loved the shoe game since the beginning.
And it sounds like it's one of those deals, too, where when you go to this event, you know, for a vendor, it's very beneficial because you'll have hundreds of people to see your product. And if you're going there looking for something to do on a Sunday, seems like no matter how old you are, this is really cool because you may see a shoe you haven't seen in years. And it's about more than just the shoes. I think you guys have established that. This is more of a festival type atmosphere where, yeah, the shoes are certainly there. And in addition to that, I mean, it goes for a great cause as well, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the Licata Way. So you guys have shoe raffles. You have an open gym, food trucks, giveaways. There's even a three-point shootout going on?
Yep. We're going to do a three-point shootout. three-point shootout's going to be $5. You're going to get 12 shots. And the reward is going to be how many ever shots you make. That's how many raffle tickets you will get to enter into one of our three shoe giveaways in the raffle or one of our Supreme accessory giveaways that we're doing.
Of course.
We're also planning to do a half-court shot as well, which that would be $5 a shot, too. And if you happen to make your half-court shot, we're going to give you a $20 prize. And I think that was about it.
Open gym. You know, we'll also have open basketball going on. So, you know, you don't have to shell out $5. You can just come in, shoot around. If you buy a new pair of shoes and you want to break them in a little bit, you know, you're more than welcome to do that as well.
There's a trading pit. Now, is that essentially where people bring their old shoes or slightly worn shoes, whatever the case may be, and is the trading pit kind of just like a bargaining circle where people bring their old shoes in? Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be for anybody that's willing to just go into this pit, you can call it, and they're just ready to do a deal. You know, they got a pair of shoes in their hand, maybe a couple pairs of shoes, and, you know, they're ready to sell them right now or even to trade them. Like I was saying, the shoe's value is kind of differing per shoe. But everyone kind of walks around knowing the value of their shoes, and they're looking for a number. Other people are looking to buy for a number. So there's a lot of negotiations, and that's where all that will take place in that training pit.
Good deal. So it benefits you to buy in advance. Pre-sale admission, $15, $20 at the door. Guys, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information about the festivities on Sunday, where can they go?
The best place to start, I would say, would be our Instagram page. That's going to be at Kicktopia underscore. That is K-I-C-K-T-O-P-I-A underscore. From there, you can see the link to purchase tickets, which is also on Eventbrite. So that'll be kicktopia.eventbrite.com. So you can start at either of those places, but I would recommend the Instagram page because you're going to see all of our giveaways we're offering off. You're going to see who our DJ is. You're going to see different posts and different promotions that we're running for our event this Sunday.
Very nice. And a lot of cool things happening. Kicks, clothes, food, music. You guys summed it up very well. It's Kicktopia this Sunday, Lorain County Sneaker Convention. It's from 1 to 6 at Lorain County Community College's Fieldhouse. Make sure you check them out on Instagram as well. Kicktopia underscore, right? Kicktopia
Correct.
Underscore. Pretty simple to find. $15 pre-sale admission, $20 at the door as well. Kyle, Rocky, Cullen, thank you guys so much for coming in studio. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yeah,
this was.
It.
Thank you.